Chris, great to see you back in the lineup after 8 weeks out. How's the body after the 90 minute run out?
I'm very, very tired now. I think I got to about 60, 65 minutes and my legs just sort of went. I was getting caught out as well. Obviously, I gave the ball away for the goal, which wasn't good enough. And I just felt like the next 10, 15 minutes, the winger was getting too much. So that's why I called over and sort of time to come off because I didn't want to lose the game for the boys.
And in terms of the team performance as a whole, how do you rate it? I mean, based on chances, I thought the shots were unlucky to only get 1 point.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of chances. Even Brett, I know what Brett does. Sometimes he goes missing in games, but when he gets chances, he normally takes them. I'd put my house on Brett winning the game in the last 10 seconds. But yeah, it's another point. It's disappointing. Obviously not to get 3 points, but we're going to a cup game now on Saturday and hopefully we can get to the first round of the FA Cup. But personally, point of view, I've got 85 minutes under my belt. I think I've only trained 5 times in 8 weeks, so I knew this was going to be tiring, this was going to be hard, and hopefully I have no reactions the next couple of days and I can kick on with that.
Defensively today, I mean, it's apart from the sort of 10 minutes or so before Dartford's goal, the shots defence looked relatively solid, I thought. I mean, Phil Smith had a relatively quiet afternoon.
Yeah, I think we did okay. But whatever team you play, whatever standard, they're always going to get chances. And I think they come into it probably the last 20 minutes, it's sort of the game opened up. We should have probably closed it a bit. But they did get chances. It was obviously me losing the ball for the goal and a good crossing has put it in. But like I say, he probably had 2-3 chances in overall of the game. And if we carry on defending like that, I'm sure we'll shoot up the league.
In terms of at the other end of the pitch, the attacking, I mean, Aldershot's defensive statistics this season are pretty good, just over a goal of the game, in the top 10 in the conference. Is it frustrating as a defender when sort of the hard work you're doing isn't sort of finished off by the guys at the other end of the pitch?
I can't say anything. I haven't scored for 11 years, so I can't say anything. So as a team you defend and as a team you go and score goals. We know what Brett does. He gets 27 goals, 28 goals last year. He's got 6-7 this year, so we can't complain what Brett does. But like I say, we've got to score more of a team from corners, free kicks, open play, whatever, crossing. And like I say, if we can start sneaking these 1-0, 2-1s, 3-1s, I'm sure we'll eventually shoot up the league.